Culture with traffic and weather on the fives and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Our 514 News Radio 92.3, hour number two of Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Channel 3, we just so you're aware, we cut away. They were going a little bit long in the A block there, but of course they had two people in studio that they were interviewing about the golf conditions. We'll certainly get to more of that as the afternoon goes on here. It's just been a tragic, deadly last several days along the Gulf Coast, really stretching from Alabama all the way over to Panama City Beach. Yesterday, the tragic death of Ryan Mallett at the age of 35 years old, the former Arkansas and NFL quarterback over in Destin. We do have another situation here right now that is definitely current, this involving a reported officer-involved shooting in the area of Durant Lane, just off of Highway 97. We've certainly gotten all of the text messages, the phone calls, a very heavy police presence. And we're going to go to the phone right now. We have PPD spokesman Mike Wood on the line with us. Mike, thanks so much for the flexibility and hopping on with us.
Yes, sir.
So, this situation's been going on for around 2 hours. We know it's an active scene still at the moment. So, in the very early stages, what can you tell us right now?
About 2:30 this afternoon, a hit-and-run crash happened at the corner of 9th and Wright Street in Pensacola. Pensacola police were investigating that crash. They developed information that led them to a possible suspect on Durant Lane, just off Highway 97. The officer came out to investigate further. He was met in the front of a house by a male individual. Words were exchanged. A fight began, and then shots were fired by the officer at the suspect. The suspect was struck and killed by the gunfire, and the officer received minor injuries during the scuffle.
Mike, we know that the road on 97 currently blocked off. I think the sheriff's office is handling that. Do you have any word right now, an estimate on when they may reopen that stretch of road?
It should not be much longer. I would say within the hour, they should have it back open.
Okay. PPD spokesman Mike Wood, thanks so much again for the update there, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood, the very latest there. Officer-involved shooting. They were investigating a hit-and-run accident, and he said that words were exchanged with what is believed to be the suspect, and an argument and a physical struggle ensued, and then that's when the shots were fired. The suspect confirmed dead in that situation there. A lot more will be coming out here in the coming days. FDLE, Escambia Sheriff's Office, also on the scene there, also saying that within the next hour, Highway 97 should be back open. But right now, as we look at the roads, Highway 97 is closed off in both directions. Gracie?
Yep, so that is, again, 97 just north of Kingsfield Road. So expect that closure there. Also, 29 in Cantonment, we have an accident. It's going to be right near the International Paper Mill off of Muskogee Road. So we do have some slowdowns there. That's going to be delays in both the north and southbound direction. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have extremely hot temperatures throughout this week with an excessive heat warning in effect today until 7 p.m., as well as that's going to continue throughout tomorrow. Right now, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 110. So headed in the right direction. If you see anything else on the road, again, just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at our top three stories, of course, the heat's a big one here locally. Heat index, I think, topped out today at 117. And another heat advisory or excessive heat warning will be in effect for tomorrow as well. Pensacola Police, FDLE, and Escambia Sheriff's Office on the scene of that officer-involved shooting. Just heard from PPD spokesman Mike Wood. And, of course, the deadly last few days out at Gulf Beaches. Destin yesterday with former Arkansas quarterback Ryan Mallett. A lot of water rescues being called in over the last 7 or 8 days at Pensacola Beach. And Channel 3 had on representatives from Navarre as well, talking about some of the issues that they have seen. Elsewhere today in the country, severe weather creating issues at airports, mainly in the Northeast. This is New York, Newark, Philadelphia, Boston. On the heels of yesterday's issues, though, more than 4,500 flights delayed or canceled again today. And the wildfire smoke from Canada is back in the U.S., and doctors say they've been seeing more and more patients as well.
Right now, it's affecting everyone, and especially the fine particle pollution that they can get into your bloodstream, and they can affect your blood vessels.
Yesterday, Detroit and Chicago had the worst air quality in the world. Today, Western and Central New York are getting the haze. New York City is expected to get it here tomorrow. More local headlines. We heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves talking about the possibility of an increase to stormwater assessment fees in the aftermath of the historic amounts of rainfall that were dumped in our area earlier this month with the severe weather.
We can't say on one hand, well, let's fix these stormwater issues, and then, by the way, let's be also 35% less in a stormwater assessment than has been prescribed by experts of where we should be. So if your question is, would I entertain it, I absolutely would.
So he said it's probably too late in the game if they wanted to even consider and definitively go forward with an increase in the stormwater assessment fees, because the fiscal year for 2024 starts in October, probably too late to get that pushed through right now. Skanska USA sued by the DOJ today. Here's our Steve Taylor.
Most of us remember the chaos when the barges used by Skanska on the Pensacola Bay Bridge project broke loose during Hurricane Sally back in 2020 and caused severe damage here in Pensacola, especially to the Pensacola Bay Bridge. Well, the Department of Justice is now suing Skanska USA. The lawsuit claims that one of the barges damaged the Sam Lovelace and Golf Cart bridges, and another was found beached on NAS Pensacola property. The golf cart bridge was completely destroyed and will need to be demolished and rebuilt. Three cheek wall bents on the Sam Lovelace Bridge will also need to be replaced. The Department of Justice is asking for $1.43 million for the damages. They say that Skanska didn't properly move the barges to a safe harbor when Hurricane Sally approached the area. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Steve. We'll take a break, come back, more state headlines and some national headlines before the Fox News update. Pensacola Right Now, Wednesday edition with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training and tools, community and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola is carrying Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars, presented by Peter Mujay. Thanks to our broadcast sponsor, Fishbine Orthodontics.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. It's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday afternoon, even though it is super hot here in Northwest Florida. But hope you are enjoying this middle of the week and getting ready to have a great weekend coming up. Hopefully it's a long weekend for you. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more headlines. We do have an accident on 29 that is causing some delays right off of Muskogee Road. Slowdowns in both directions on 29. Also in Cantonment, we do have Highway 97 still closed off just north of Kingsfield Road due to the incident that happened earlier this afternoon. We just had Mike Wood on. He said hopefully within the hour this will be opened up again. Again, that's 97 just north of Kingsfield Road is going to be shut down for the moment. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. For weather, as we know, it is super hot here coming up this entire week with an excessive heat warning still in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. A low of 78 for tonight with clear skies. Really no chances of rain for this entire week. And again, this hot weather is going to continue throughout the rest of this week. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 110. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
And again, our conversation with PPD spokesman Mike Wood. The situation just off Highway 97. An officer-involved shooting took place at around 2:30 this afternoon. The PPD officer on the scene was investigating a hit-and-run accident from earlier that led him to a house on Durant Drive. He, according to Wood, the officer went to the house. A man they believed to be the suspect came out. Some words were exchanged that led to a physical altercation. That's when the shots were fired. So FDLE, PPD, and the Escambia Sheriff's Office all on scene. And like Gracie said, hopefully by around 6 o'clock or so, Highway 97 will be back open to traffic. Some state headlines and, probably won't have time for the national headlines until after the Fox News update. The National Hurricane Center watching two disturbances in the Atlantic off of Bermuda. The closest is about 400 miles south-southwest of the island, currently has a 0% chance of development over the next week. The other, they're giving about a 20% chance, that one about 400 miles south-southeast of Bermuda. Jury deliberation starting in the trial of Scott Peterson, the Parkland School Resource Deputy accused of failing to take action against the gunman who went on to kill 17 people back in 2018. He faces up to 95 years in prison if found guilty on child neglect, negligence, and perjury charges. Groups and individuals against Florida's new immigration law taking effect Saturday are speaking out. They say the law will make it more expensive for Floridians to live because of the expected workforce shortages in the tourism, agriculture, and hospitality industries.
SB 1718 inhumanely and intentionally terrorizes immigrants and exacerbates our state's existing post-COVID labor shortages in vital industries.
The new law requires private companies with over 25 employees to use E-Verify to prove legal employment eligibility. Attorney General Ashley Moody going after the ballot initiative to legalize recreational marijuana. She's asking the state Supreme Court to reject that. In a court filing, Moody said language in the amendment proposal is misleading to voters in several key aspects. Among them, she says it didn't make clear that marijuana would remain illegal at the federal level. Finally, good news if you're a state employee. Governor DeSantis declaring July 3rd as an additional holiday for state workers. He says he hopes the employees use the extra time off to enjoy Freedom Summer with a 4-day weekend. Busy afternoon here. Highway 97 closed both directions near Durant Lane. That because of an officer-involved shooting that took place at around 2:30 this afternoon. 5:30, Fox News Update is next. That's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. And remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Thousands of passengers are stranded as mass flight cancellations are affecting several parts of the country.
It is more than 28,000 flights have been delayed and 7,200 and counting canceled since Sunday. Storms along the East Coast have been involved in this. Technology issues and the FAA staffing shortage are all at the center of the chaos.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Officials are concerned the delays and cancellations will continue into the long 4th of July holiday. The Department of Justice says a scheme targeting the elderly and disabled involved at least 78 people, many who used the money to buy cars, boats, and other luxuries.
The schemes included telemedicine, where the Justice Department says offenders allegedly sold orders for braces, replacement limbs, and pain creams to get kickbacks. Scams also went into pharmaceuticals.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Overstock.com's $21.5 million purchase of the intellectual property of failed retailer Bed Bath & Beyond closed today, and Overstock then made a somewhat surprising announcement. The e-commerce home goods retailer said it'll soon change its online name to Bed Bath & Beyond, first in Canada next week with a rollout of a website, mobile app, and loyalty program in the U.S. weeks later. Overstock shares jumped 6% in today's market session and have leaped another 6.25% in extended action. Good news for the nation's banks. The Federal Reserve said today all 23 U.S. banks included in the central bank's annual stress test weathered a severe recession scenario while continuing to lend to consumers and corporations. In a back-and-forth session, stocks ended mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 74 points, while the S&P 500 slipped a point and a half. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite, though, which rallied yesterday, rose another 36 points. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Everyone expects the 76ers to throw a huge offer at James Harden on Friday, but still not entirely clear why. His postseason inconsistency is well documented. He'll turn 34 in August, and the reports are likely 4 years for something well north of $100 million. There's so many NBA deals that teams quickly regret. Unless Harden has a late career renaissance, this could be one of them. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Baseball season's in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/win to join today. Don't miss your chance to snag a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Go to FanDuel.com/win to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Must be present in state where lawful to wager 21+ and present in select states. First online real money wager. Only $10 deposit required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-0-STOP Louisiana. GamblingHelpMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit mdgamblinghelp.com in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. 1-888-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. And always feel free to call or text in your thoughts, opinions, questions to 850-437-1620. Love to get y'all's input on anything we're talking about. So going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national stories. I-10, I-110 looking good. Highway 29, we still have slowdowns in the northbound direction right off Muskogee Road. That's due to an accident. And we still have Highway 97 shut down due to the incident that happened a little bit earlier this afternoon. We had Mike Wood on just a little bit ago. He did let us know that hopefully it would be open in the next hour. So hopefully we'll see that opened up soon. But again, that's 97 just north of Kingsfield Road. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Real quick with your weather, it's 94 right now in Pensacola with the excessive heat warning in effect. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 110. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. And yeah, we talked to PPD spokesman Mike Wood at around 5:10. And if you missed it, here was his telling of what happened earlier this afternoon leading to those massive slowdowns and police presence in Cantoma today.
About 2:30 this afternoon, a hit-and-run crash happened at the corner of 9th and Wright Street in Pensacola. Pensacola police were investigating that crash. They developed information that led them to a possible suspect on Durant Lane, just off Highway 97. The officer came out to investigate further. He was met in the front of a house by a male individual. Words were exchanged. A fight began, and then shots were fired by the officer at the suspect. The suspect was struck and killed by the gunfire, and the officer received minor injuries during the scuffle.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. He said that it would be around an hour, if not less, for Highway 97 to start clearing out. The sheriff's office has that blocked off right now, so you can certainly text us. If you're on there and listening, you can let us know once traffic starts moving there. 850-437-1620. Is the phone number. National headlines today. President Biden making a major speech in Chicago, touting his economic policies. He says that they are working.
This vision is a fundamental break from the economic theory that has failed America's middle class for decades now. It's called trickle-down economics.
And Biden says that the U.S. now has the highest economic growth among world economies since the pandemic, and his administration has prioritized investments in infrastructure and domestic manufacturing.
Also, the United States announcing that another $500 million for a weapons package is heading to Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that they're going to be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the U.S. played no part in the recent mercenary rebellion towards Russia.
Daniel Penny appearing in court in New York City today, pleading not guilty to the charges against him in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
For everyone who thought donating $3 million would somehow make this go away or buy his pass, it's not going to happen.
That from Neely's attorney today. The Marine veteran was seen on video using the chokehold on the subway to, in his words, restrain Neely, who was out of control and threatening people.
Also, a judge is granting a motion today for Jordan Van Delsloot's trial date. The Dutch national is accused of extorting the mother of Natalie Holloway, the American teen who disappeared on a trip in Aruba in 2005. The trial date will be set to a later date.
The Coast Guard says that debris of the Titan submersible is now in Canada. A ship carrying pieces of wreckage returned to port this morning. A crane offloaded the debris that looked to include the nose of the Titan. Investigators from both the U.S. and Canada are using the pieces to try to determine exactly what caused the submersible to implode.
And a interesting situation with President Biden and a senator from Alabama. President Biden is mocking an Alabama senator, Tommy Timmerville, who was praising funding for his state and then actually voted against it. So he celebrated the announcement that his state would have $1.4 billion to improve the broadband in his state. And then he was among a dozen Republican senators who voted against the president's bill.
Looking at the world of sports today, in Major League Baseball, busy slate, a lot of early games, including the Atlanta Braves, who beat the Twins at home 3-0 earlier today. Later on tonight, the Rays continuing their series in Arizona, taking on the Diamondbacks. That starts at 8:40, and first pitch at 6:10 for the Marlins and the Red Sox. In 20 minutes, the NHL draft starts. That's on ESPN. It's being hosted in Nashville. The Chicago Blackhawks with the first overall pick, they are going to take generational prospect Connor Bedard. Again, that starts at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Bedard being compared to NHL All-Stars like Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby in his prime, and even some Gretzky comparisons out there, but that's the level of prospect that he is considered. In the NFL world today, ESPN's Adam Schefter says suspensions are coming soon for multiple players for alleged gambling violations. That would include Colts safety Isaiah Rodgers. He's expected to get a season-long ban for betting on NFL games. And Simone Biles making a comeback to competition. She will take part in the U.S. Classic in Illinois in August. It'll be her first competitive event since the Tokyo Games back in 2021. She withdrew from the team finals as well as the individual all-around to focus on her mental health. Speaking of health, business and science headlines, Pepsi will release its first ever condiment next week. On the 4th of July at select ballparks, Pepsi will debut its new soda-infused ketchup. It's called Pepsi Kochup or Kolachup. They're teaming with several teams, including the Yankees, Diamondbacks, and Tigers, to offer fans their first taste of its new creation.
Would Gracie, you put this?
No chance. Ketchup is just one of those things where it should just be left alone.
Yeah.
Mayo, too. I don't need all these different flavors or coloring. So I remember, ketchup, Heinz, a couple years ago or whatever, they used to put different colors with their ketchup.
Purple ketchup.
Nope.
I mean, I agree that ketchup should be just normal, but if you're going to do something to it to jazz it up, I don't want it to be Pepsi.
Yeah.
No, not at all. More Americans believe that the pandemic is over. A new Gallup poll shows that 64% of respondents say that the COVID pandemic is over. In February of this year, only 49% said the same.
So Costco is looking to crack down on membership sharing. I guess they're taking a cue from Netflix. The wholesale retailer will start asking for photo IDs at its self-checkout kiosks. A Business Insider says Costco has seen a jump in shoppers using membership cards that belong to friends, family, or coworkers at the self-checkout stations. Of course, we don't have a Costco here, but we've got Sam's Club, BJ's. Mm-hmm. Texter told us last hour that at BJ's, he or she has never been asked to provide photo ID. So, wink, wink.
Yeah.
No, don't break the rules.
Don't you want to share it with me and Joe?
Yeah.
Kidding. Well, if you're going to BJ's or Sam's to get your 4th of July barbecue fix-ins, well, it's going to cost just a little bit less this year. Families planning for the 4th can expect to pay, on average, $67.73 for a party of 10. That's down 3% from last year. Last year, if you remember, it was a record high for the supplies for 4th of July.
The American Customer Satisfaction Index is out with their annual rankings of top fast food places. They've been doing it since 1994, And the rankings are based on things like quality, speed, accuracy, and how polite the staff is. Any guesses on who number one is? I'll give you one. Chick-fil-A, time's
okay.
up.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A scored 85 out of 100. Jimmy John's, though, right behind Chick-fil-A at 84. So maybe there's a streak that's going to be ended next year. We'll see. But, yeah, Chick-fil-A 1, Jimmy John's 2. And if you're curious, out of the 23 restaurants they looked at, McDonald's finishing dead last again.
Dang. Well, I bet Chick-fil-A workers are going to be extra, extra nice to make sure it goes
The politeness
up.
Of the staff is not the what issue. I think drives this for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, for sure. One last one before we get to traffic on the fives. Humans talk to babies using a baby talk. Well, new research says that dolphins do the same thing. Research shows that dolphin mamas are using a special voice with their offspring, just like humans do. So a new study out of Sarasota says that when dolphins call on their young, they use a higher pitch, more gentle, and more of a song-singing musical vibe when talking to their kiddos. So very cute there if dolphins weren't cute enough. Well, we are going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. We do still have slowdowns on 97. That's going to be in both directions, just north of Kingsfield Road, closed off due to the police present from a situation that happened earlier this afternoon. So hopefully that will be opened up soon. But at the moment, it is looking like it's still closed off. Also got a call in regarding an issue at the intersection of Creighton Road and the intersection of Creighton Road and Scenic Highway. Don't have a lot of information on what exactly is going on, but that is going to be causing some delays in that area. Again, that's Creighton Road and Scenic Highway. You may want to avoid that intersection because it may have a roadblock there. If you see anything else on the roads or have any other details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Extreme heat is going to be continuing for the next several days. We've got alerts in effect, whether it's an excessive heat warning or a heat advisory. Either way, it's dangerous heat across the area. High temps will max in the mid-90s, but those heat indices or heat index values feels like temperatures could be up around 110 to 115. Sunny skies and not much of a chance for any rain to pop up. This will take us right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still have hot weathers, even at almost 6 o'clock here in Northwest Florida, 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, with a heat index of 110. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some pop culture notes now, Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey appeared in London courtroom today. He's facing multiple allegations of sexual assault, accused of offenses against four individuals that prosecutors say happened between 2001 and 2013. He's pleading not guilty. Trial should take about 4 weeks.
And Madonna had a bit of a health scare. Yeah. She is postponing her tour a little over 2 weeks before it was set to start. In a social media post, Madonna's manager revealed that the singer recently spent several days in the ICU after developing a serious bacterial infection. He added that a full recovery is expected, but she is still under medical care.
Talked about this a little bit yesterday with the news that Ryan Seacrest is set to host Wheel of Fortune. Vanna White lawyering up and wanting a big pay raise as Pat Sajak's retirement has kind of brought to light the pay disparity between Sajak and Vanna White. She makes about $3 million a year compared to Pat Sajak's $15 million. She's hired an attorney looking for a pay increase in order to stay with Wheel of Fortune.
I was wondering after the show, how long do you think she'll stay with Wheel of Fortune if she stays now that we have like young Ryan Seacrest and not that Vanna White's that old.
Ryan is not that young either.
True.
He's younger for sure, but I think that's a solid tandem for, I don't know how old Vanna White is. I think she's like in her 70s. Let me check really quick here. Vanna White, 66. So yeah, I'd say, with the way she looks, she looks fabulous for 66 years old. So, you know, if she wants to do it for another 10, 15 years, who knows? She's Vanna White. She's as synonymous with Wheel of Fortune as Pat Sajak is.
Yeah, that is true. Just thoughts.
Hey, good thoughts.
Just one more before we get to a quick break. If you're trying to get some Powerball tickets or Mega Million, you still can. The Powerball is up for grabs tonight from that's going to be $462 million jackpot. That works out to about $242 million in cash. And then Friday's Mega Million jackpot is up to $368 million, which is just a measly $193 million if you take the cash option home. So if you're interested in getting some tickets, you have some chances this week. 5:50, going to get a quick break, come back with some wacky and weird headlines, as well as your good news, something to think about. Do you get menu anxiety?
What is that?
You may not be the only one. We're going to be back in just a bit right here on News Radio 92.3.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders called Your Service Matters. If we manage your rental property through Service Matters Property Management, we will give you a 20% discount on the monthly management fee. It's our way of saying thank you to those who serve our country and community. Find out more, go to servicematterspm.com.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Street in Pensacola.
New York is getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kind of sunny out. And I don't wanna hurt no more.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. The text line, very busy today. A lot of interaction and certainly keeping us up to date on what's happening over at Highway 97 and the police situation over there. Also got a lot of calls today, so we certainly appreciate all of that. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Finishing off hour number two with some wacky and weird headlines and some good news. Gracie teased it earlier. A new term called menu anxiety. 30% of us apparently get it. It's when you panic at restaurants when everybody's ready to order except you. 41% of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s say they get anxious, compared to just 15% of people older than that.
Yeah. I don't really get this. I will say, are you a, like, I'm going to get right down and find what I need, or are you the, oh, yeah, is everyone ready? Yeah, just get me last and I'll pick something real quick.
So I typically, you know, a lot of people like to try new places.
Yeah.
I am pretty much like, I know what I want and I know the restaurants that I want to go to. So more often than not, it's not me that's getting anxious.
Yeah.
What does make me anxious is my wife's laundry list of allergies that she has to tell everybody everywhere we go. I have several times told her that she needs to make laminated index cards and just hand them to the wait staff and say, here's my allergies. This is what can't be on any of our meals.
Keep it for next time.
And, you know, there's our success rate of orders that convert into meals done correctly the first time is about 8%.
Oh, wow.
So that's what makes me anxious more so than the actual reading of the menu and trying to figure out what I want.
Yeah. See, if I do try a new place, I've looked the menu up online and got an idea of what I wanted to try. But my little sister, we kind of have a running joke. Like, Mary Claire is the worst person to go to a restaurant with, because when the waitress comes, not that she, like, she's not ready for it. Like, she doesn't know how to say to the, like, and can I get no pickles on it? Like, she'll just let it happen. It's like, Mary Claire, it's not that big of a deal. You can do it. Like, she's a sophomore in high school.
They're not, like, personally offended and taken aback that you don't want pickles on your sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of cringy, honestly. So I do understand that some people maybe get some anxiety when talking about what they need to get. Going to get a really quick traffic and weather update before we get to some more just nutty stories. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, but we do still have some slowdowns on 97. So it looks like it is still closed off. That's 97 just north of Kingsfield Road. Both directions is going to be closed off due to a police presence from earlier. So again, that is going to be showing some slowdowns leading up to that closure. If you see anything else on the roads or have any details, give me a call to 850-262-6111. Also, at the intersection of Creighton Road and Scenic Highway, something going on in Creighton. I believe it's an accident off of Peacock Drive, but we don't have a lot of details on it, so just keep that in mind. Again, Scenic Highway in Creighton. See anything else, always give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, it is 94 in Pensacola. We have an excessive heat warning for the next hour or so, as well as another warning coming up tomorrow. So no chances of rain for the rest of this week, really, with a low of 78 for tonight. It's 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze, with a heat index of 110. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Got a lot of text responses into this last hour, and apparently the people of Pensacola are absolutely nuts. So the American, or I'm sorry, so the, both Florida Power and Light and Alabama Power, with the sweltering heat wave in the South, offering tips on how to keep your home cool while at the same time saving as much money as you can. And officials with both companies say that the optimal energy efficient setting is 78 degrees in cooling mode while you're at home. When you're not there, you should bump that up to 82 degrees and turning the fan off. I cannot, under any circumstances, fathom being in a home where the thermostat is at 78 degrees. There are apparently a lot of people that do, and I do not know how you guys live with yourselves and thrive in this heat. I mean,
my hands are kind of sweating thinking about
it. I can't. I mean, people say, oh, your body get used to it. No, I can't get used to that. I refuse to get used to that. 72 at the highest. At the highest in the summer. 78 degrees is a terrarium setting, not a home setting.
But to turn it off when you're not home, that's
I mean,
like,
I go when I'm not home, and if I
for a trip,
I won't go home. Yeah, for a trip, I may go to like 75 or something like that. But no, 82 degrees. There's no way I'm walking into a house that's 82 degrees and having to wait that long to get the temperature a bit lower.
Might as well hang out in the attic.
I will pay the other extra $7 a month to keep my home at 72 degrees max. But if you have any ideas, if you do that, love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. How in the world did this start with you? What sort of coping mechanisms do you use to get used to this? Are you sleeping in trash bags to sweat off additional weight? And then it just said, hey, you know what? I'm just going to keep my home at 78 degrees. I do not understand that.
Did you want a sauna for Christmas and then didn't get one, so thought,
hey,
heck,
here's
I'll make the
next
house
best thing
sauna?
78 degrees, yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
what happened.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, we'll be back in just a bit. We're going to get a quick update from WEAR and back with your local updates, national updates, and state updates right here on News Radio 923 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, informative, local, dependable.